Spoken Language 英语。
番茄接力告诉你。
Hi guys, 我是 Jenny.
It's me, Spencer.
And it's me, Adam.
今天呢我们要说说酒。
Not
that we're, you know,endorsing drinking, 我们不是说大家都要出去喝酒。但是呢这个我觉得英语对于点酒啊买酒也是特别实用。那今天我们要说说我觉得是特别 current, 就是时下美国人加拿大人会用的一些英语来形容喝酒啊各种的酒文化而且是别的地方呢我真的觉得是找不到的一些词。比如说刚刚 Spencer 就教了我一个新词。Moonshine 月光这什么意思你不知道吧
月光
节目就要听下去啊跟你想的那个月光族是不一样的、OK 那我们今天推送就会有详细的文本可以帮助你学得更好首先我觉得还是要说说酒其实英语里面除了 alcohol 还有很多词都能概括酒这个东西、
right.
这个概念对不对
booze
B-O-O-Z-E
Right
Hooch
这个一听就特别 slang 特别俚语
You got the hooch
You got the hooch
yeah, yeah.
我们先还是先说说 booze 好了、
right.
先好好我们说说 booze
Booze 最常用的用法可能就是和朋友就 some very casual informal setting
Well the thing、right? is booze can be a 名词也是动词
对对对
you can say
booze,
you know、
yeah.
let's get some booze or、
he boozes a lot
yeah why are you boozing、so. or like you booze too much
right、
yeah, he hit the booze pretty hard
对诶我最先学到 booze 还是就是也是一堆美国朋友好像自己在家里开轰趴这种、house party 然、
yeah,
后、
right,
他们就说 yeah,
yeah.
yeah we've got lots of booze
说、yeah.
我们买了很多酒然后我也不知道他在讲什么后来 figure out、
or you can have you know one of those、cheaper home parties、
right.
it's called BYOB
BYOB
bring your own booze、
right.
对自带酒啊、
yeah. 对
那 booze 它是形容什么从 beer 从啤酒到这种很烈的酒都可以
everything, yeah
那还有一个词 liquor 呢
就是烈酒
Adam 你们加拿大都有 liquor store
yeah.
Yeah.
对吧就是好像去买酒要去这些有 license 的、
right.
可以
government store
对而且是就是政府经营的、
right.
你们叫 liquor store,
liquor store.、
Mm-hmm.
在美国也叫这种 liquor store 吗
yeah pretty much but it depends on you know what state you're in、some statesYou know, you have to go to a liquor store to get liquor.
Right.
Other states, there's some states that have liquor in the grocery store.
Yes.
就是超市里面就。
Yeah, so it really depends on where you live. Liquor stores will sell beer.
Right.
Also,、mm-hmm. and wine. They sell everything.
Yes.
But then you have beer stores that only sell beer and wine and no liquor.
Right.
他们不能卖烈酒。
Exactly.、
所以我觉得 liquor 这个词我觉得就没有前面说的 booze 或者 alcohol 那么广泛对吧因为 it does kind of refer to like,烈酒、
I mean liquor is just 烈酒
yeah
对、但是呢它有一个在词组里是常用就是 liquor up、
oh,
就是一个人喝了很多
yeah, yeah, yeah.
或者你要我们要什么去灌醉一个人好像说 we need 什么
liquor him up
yeah,
或者对吧
yeah,
yeah. liquor up
let's get him messed up、
但这个不好、
yeah.
so don't do that
don't do that
no, no, no,
yeah
no, no, no.
don't liquor up yourself and don't get anyone else liquored up
yeah, yeah.
中文里面我们常说你喝酒吗什么我不喝酒、
mm-hmm.
但英语里面你有的时候都不需要用酒那个名词、
mm-hmm.
比如像我是不喝酒的、
mm-hmm.
所以出去人家说啊就是叫我喝酒什么我就会说、I don't drink、
mm-hmm.
我也不会说 I don't drink alcohol
right,、yeah.
或者 I don't drink booze I simply say I don't drink、
right.
就可以了、
And、everybody、yeah. knows what you mean、
mm-hmm. yeah yeah I'm not a drinker
I'm not a drinker 也可以的啊、
mm-hmm.
或者 in my case, I'm allergic to alcohol, 因为我是对酒精过敏、所以我 I don't drink.
Yeah, I'm allergic to alcohol. Most Westerners won't believe you when you say that.
Really? 为什么? It's true. It's
yeah, I mean, honestly, the...
Fact.
the more... do you turn red when you drink?
Yeah, 就是我会痒。
Yeah.
Red and itchy.
Yeah, the longer I live in China, the more I actually kind of believe that.
Mm.
even now, like, I don't really drink that much anymore. I used to drink a bit more when I was younger. And the times that I do kind of drink now, I very quickly get headaches. And maybe I'm drinking crap. I don't know.
You're drinking crap. 就喝了不好的
酒。Moonshine.
Yeah, cheap stuff.
劣质的。
But nevertheless, like, yeah, I mean, alcohol 本来不是什么健康的东西。
对，本来就。
但当然是对你身体有损害。
是。那既然我们讲到什么 turn red 啊，就是中文里面我们会说，哎呦，它上脸。你们听过这个中文说法吗？
Yeah.
英文你们就会说 you turn red.
Turn red.
Yeah, because I mean we don't usually turn red. Maybe some people get so drunk their eyes
right,
turn red.
Their nose turns red over time.
Yeah.
是吗？这点我没注意过。So you're saying 外国人不太上脸，就是你们的 body, 你们的身体不会 you don't react to alcohol in the same way.
No. But you can spot an alcoholic by, what'd you say? Red nose.
Red nose.
Yeah.
酒糟鼻 red nose.
Yeah, there's some people that, you know, they've drank so much over time that their nose is pretty much constantly red.
对，就我们说酒糟鼻，因为有 alcohol nose 吗？还是就是 red nose? Just red nose.
Yeah, old drunk.
Okay. 对，就是说一个人喝醉了，或者我喝醉了，可以说 I'm drunk.
Yeah.
这个我们今天也可以把之前做过的一集是过年的时候做的，就是说啊什么 tipsy 啊什么各种各样形容不同喝醉状态，还有什么祝酒的英文节目link 给大家啊，像今天我想说说的就是有意思的一些国外酒文化。比如前面说到的那个新词 Spencer 讲的 moonshine。
Yeah, moonshine.
So just now we were talking about Chinese liquor, 就是 or spirit 也是烈酒的意思、
right.
白酒。后来 Spencer 说他喝过最好喝的白酒是 some kind of moonshine stuff. 然后我就说什么是 moonshine?、
Yeah. Moonshine is, well, it's hooch.It's hooch you make it your home. It's hooch you make it your home. 应该是 H-O-O-C-H.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just alcohol you make at home.、
Right.
Liquor you make at home.
So DIY 的酒。
DIY 的 yeah, 烈酒。
就是月光吗 ?Moonshine?
对对对 ,Moonshine.
它是就是名词还是也是动词
就是名词。
所以你可以怎么用
But if you make moonshine, you're a moonshiner.
Yeah. Okay, 自己酿烈酒的就moonshine
了。Yeah, 酿造对吧？
其实你说到自己说 make moonshine.
Yeah, you make moonshine.
Make your own moonshine.
Make your own moonshine. Uh-huh. 这可能很危险，但是、uh-huh. 很多美国人会自己在家做啤酒。酿啤酒。
Yeah, that's different. And the government's cool with that because、yeah.Beer, the alcohol content is low.
Right, 5%.
酒精
浓
度
Alcohol content.
Yeah.
Alcohol content. Yeah. 酒精浓度多少度
Yeah, that's true. So, you can make beer at home. Can you make wine at home?
We can make wine at, like a company. Like, you can do it yourself, but it needs to be at a company.
可是我在加拿大超市就看过那种DIY wine kit,
right.
自己买回去他就给你一套东西你可以做。
Well, we used to have a neighbor who was from Italy. He was an Italian guy, Joe. And he would always...
Really, an Italian guy named Joe?
I know,
Joe?
Right? Crazy.
You don't say.
And his brother Tony came over to help him because they had grapes. And so they would take the grapes and then he would put them into the...
Bathtub.
He would actually do it outside in a... It wasn't
他有一个桶。
In a barrel, yeah.
Hey, Tony, I got all these grapes. You want to mash them?
Yeah, and then they would just... I thought it was so disgusting when I was a kid to see this old guy just stepping on the grapes. But they say that this is a very old tradition, and this makes the wine taste perfect.
好吧，好吧。但是我还是想讲回到那个自己酿啤酒，因为我觉得这个是这几年就我们说的精酿啤酒的热潮。It's like a global craze, right? 在中国现在也有很多精酿啤酒，就是说的 microbrewery, yeah.那 to brew 其实也是酿酒的意思
对吧
说到啤酒都是 they brew
Wait, so 酿造 actually is to brew And then you have 流怎么说流
啊蒸流 distill
蒸流对蒸流是 distill 对
所以 micro brewery 就是这种我们说的精酿 micro 的意思就是很小的 It's not your Budweiser 就是那个大的厂牌是比较小的 对吧 microbrewery.
Well, there's been a whole craze in microbrews in America, in the West, because we realized after so many decades, we've been drinking crap.
Yeah, Budweiser's not very good.
大家觉得大的厂牌
sucks. The king of beers.
Yeah, yeah, king of crappy beers.
Yes, that is so bad.
就你们会觉得 Bud 什么的是没有味道是吧
It's just crap. The, yeah. the 味道 is, oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah.
We used to drink 40s in high school.
Oh,
40 ounce bottles.
It's called malt, yeah, malt liquor.
Malt liquor. Yeah.、It's, that stuff is better than Budweiser.
然后美国也有很多 drinking games, 是吧、
oh, yeah,
中国我们有那个、yeah. 你们知道划拳吗、
划拳。
那个英文我也不知道怎么说 like,
to paddle the boat, 划拳。
不是划船，划拳。
Oh, 划拳。
喝酒的时候那种、oh, 对对对 like you do it with your hands and you have some like
numbers
yeah numbers and yeah. stuff I don't even know like what would you call it in English
I call it stupid because I'm usually at a bar like trying to play
yeah.
music yeah. And I'm usually fighting with yeah. Chinese people yeah. playing that game
yeah come anyway, let's play the game of drinking
也是一个 drinking game 但你们美国的 drinking game 什么就什么 beer bong, beer pong.
Well, beer bong, I mean, yeah, you can make a game out of that.
You just do it, right? The game is just drink the beer, basically.
Yeah, yeah we used to put like three beers at a time in a beer bong. It'd be like 36 ounces, 就是一箱一箱
就是要一下喝下去嘛
Yeah, you drink it in like 2-3 seconds, yeah. down it. You just chug it.
Yeah, so that's the game.
Chug it, guzzle it. You know,
嗯，对，这几个词也挺有用 ，chug it, guzzle it, or down it,
yeah,
对吧 ？Down it 就一口闷，基本上
yeah,
这几个词都是一口闷的意思、啊。
Yeah, yeah.
我觉得还有一个潮流喝酒的，就是现在有一些禁酒令酒吧。Like speakeasy bars,
right,
因为我们最近不是有一个开言英语的付费课程，就是两个人去一个很红的 speakeasy bar。
Sure.
这个词呢？就翻到中文我们说禁酒令酒吧大家可能就知道它是什么意思但如果你光看到英文的、mm. 比如一个 speakeasy you might not know what it means、mm. So a speakeasy
Well basically so we had the 禁酒对吧
禁酒令 prohibition
yeah, 禁酒令对 so the prohibition in the states you know it was during the 20s
1920年左右是吧
yeah, it ended...
Early
right,
30s,
right? Yeah, right after... basically after Depression started, anyway. Anyway, so we had, that, we had that law for about a decade or so, and during that time, people still drank. They just had these secret bars,
right.
you know, that...
地下的
对
黑酒吧
对
其实就是 underground.
Right. Yeah, so, and they called them speakeasies. So I guess you had to speak easy about
don't,
it.
Don't tell.
Yeah, don't tell about it.
Don't tell, you know, your wives, basically, because it would be the mayor and the... Well, the police...
You want to... Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the police would probably be there,、
yeah.
right, with the mayor and the doctor、
yeah.
and the police.
Oh, so actually, that time...这些官员自己也去
yeah. yeah, I mean, there's still people delivering booze to the White House.
Sure.
It was stupid. It's a stupid law. You know, here's a really interesting, I think it's a fun fact. So, Canada at the same time also had prohibition. But Canada was allowed to make alcohol for export.
Yeah.
So, Canada would make alcohol even though they weren't able to drink it legally. And then they would export it to America where it was sold illegally.
Yeah.
And mobsters...made ton of money on
this.
对、
yes. 你说的 mobster 就是那个
匪帮
黑帮黑帮
对就是那黑帮
对、yeah. 人家不是说肯尼迪家族的操 Joe Kennedy 的就 JFK 的爸爸就是一桶金
匪徒对吧是 gangster 对吧
像 Al Capone 什么都是那个年代出来的美国大、
yeah.
就黑道大佬
yeah.
In any case 我们扯远了一点、啊、但是禁酒令酒吧呢上海我觉得现在都有很多啊有些 hot、
yeah.
的Hottest bars are all like these speakeasy style bar.
Yeah.
当你听到人家说一个 speakeasy 的时候，基本上它形容的就是可能和装修有关的。I think those bars kind of have that kind of retro, 比较复古的装修。
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But also they serve...就是他们的 drinks, it's not just cosmopolitan, 什么 pina colada, 这种酒。
No.
You don't go there to order this kind of drinks.
No, they,、
right?
they serve what, you know, they might serve pre-prohibition or prohibition era style cocktails.、
Mm.
I used to be a bartender, so there's, it's a certain type of craft、cocktail, like the way that they're made.
对我觉得你说那个词 craft 特别好就是手艺的意思
yeah, yeah, yeah,
对吧
yeah, yeah,
是一种艺术他们做出来酒都特别漂亮
yeah
And also glasses、
yeah.
they use are different. 就是是比较复古的那种杯子啊、
exactly.
什么的。
Exactly. So basically, along with the whole micro beer craze over the past, I don't know, let's say 10, 15 years,、mm. has been this also revival of these old style cocktails. Because after Prohibition and then, I guess, into like the...I don't know, 70s, 80s, 90s, people are drinking Budweiser,、yeah. they're drinking shit beer.
就是比较 mass market 大众化的那种。
Yeah, and they're drinking、free pour style cocktails.
Free pour 是畅喝是吧、
yeah. I mean, basically, instead of measuring the alcohol out, you、mm-hmm. know, with, little jig, with these little jiggers, you just pour it with your hands.
就是你们经历了一个酒文化很不 refine, 就是很、
yeah.
大家很乱七八糟很混乱的。
Didn't matter how much, how well it tasted, as long as it got you drunk.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
但现在就是 prohibition, 就这种 speak easy bars, 他们里面你看 bartender, 调一个酒可能他要就是真的 they put a lot of effort and time
all
into
of,
it.
All of this goes hand in hand with that 吃货文化 just、
mm.
the foodie
yeah,
culture.
Foodie culture.、
Exactly.
So the micro beer, the craft cocktails, and good food. And, you know, who can blame them, really? I mean,、
yeah.
why not? If anything's worth doing, it's worth doing right.、
Mm. 就消费升级嘛、mm. 你们听过这个词吗中国
消费升级
消费升级升级就是 upgrade, 但它这里的意思就是这种整个 consumer culture.
Consumer upgrade.
Upgrade, it's become more sophisticated.
Right, yeah.
就比较
okay, makes sense.
对 sophisticated 就是更加精细了对吧更加讲究了那意思。
对。
We hope you've enjoyed today's show and come and leave your comments about alcohol, about speakeasies, about what you like.
About moonshine.
About moonshine.
We'll see you next time, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.